Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand. Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Welcome back to the program, everybody, or if you are just joining us, welcome to Hour 2 of the Rod Peterson Show. For Tuesday, April the 7th, we are live coming to you from the bunker out here in Western Canada. Got the full crew, which isn't a big crew, but the full crew here. Canada's morning sports talk show continues. Today feels like it's been a good day, Darren, in a lot of ways. How about you?
Yeah. It does, and they're all feeling like that a little bit, but...
Getting a little better, you
today's
mean?
Today's been good. Yeah, they're getting better.
Reason being, I guess this is a good news, bad news scenario. The CFL announcing just before we went to air today that they're hopeful that they'll have an 18-game season, that it won't be shortened. That's the good news. The bad news is that it won't start before July 1st. That's a little bit of news to go on today. So then you wonder, what about all the scheduling? How it's going to have to be changed.
Yep.
To what degree? And people are now, of course, thinking 18 steps down the road. Where are they going to play the Grey Cup? Where is it going to still be in Regina? Are they going to move it to BC Place? Just chill. And thanks to the CFL for making that announcement, providing some direction here. Now, that's the breaking news with the league today. We talked about our show topics today. The Divine Nine. Point one was now we're getting somewhere because all the leagues are starting to talk about coming back. So point two is Major League Baseball saying they're going to move the entire league to Arizona. Going to play all 30 teams playing out of Phoenix area. That's the one model that they're talking about in empty stadiums, but they have the ballparks there because that's where half the league plays spring training. Point three, the NHL talking about playing in empty arenas, North Dakota, Saskatoon. Sounds like they're coming back. They're not pigeonholing themselves to anything. Nor is the CFL.
Right.
But Bill Daly from the league office, Gary Bettman's right-hand man, basically saying, this is a puzzle we're trying to fit together. And it seems like they're confident that they'll come back, right?
Yeah, it does.
Point four, can we sneak the Memorial Cup into that? That's just a little selfish take that I have. Hate to see the Memorial Cup and Centennial Cup not handed out for any reason. There's just absolutely no way. The money is not at stake there, right?
Right.
They're not even thinking about it.
Not even thinking about it, unfortunately. I know. It would be tough. And the one thing I heard to get it done quicker, in a shortened playoff, is you don't have a playoff. You take the four division leaders. You play them in a quick little tournament to determine who your WHL representative is and go. And you do it in a matter of a week or two and Memorial Cup.
Right. But that's the thing. The kids are all... They're junior hockey players. It's off season.
They've all moved on.
Yeah. Pull them all together? Not going to happen.
No.
Point five, the UFC president, Dana White, saying they're moving ahead with UFC 249 here in April. That'll be similar to WrestleMania in an arena with no fans. And then for future events, they've secured a private island, flying the fighters in on private jets. And they're rolling. That from Dana White. Sounds like that's happening. Point six was the CFL news. Point seven was Justin Dunk's report that if there is no CFL, all contracts become null and void and the entire league's full of free agents. Doesn't look like that's even going to happen, fortunately. Point eight, for fun, who is your favorite wrestler? You said yours was Sting?
Yeah.
I thought he was a singer. Mine,
different guy.
Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff.
Much more intimidating.
And point nine, will you be hesitant to go to stadiums and arenas? That will be our poll question tomorrow, guys. Write it down. So far, nobody that has been responding here would be afraid.
Right. And I think we're going to end up with the majority will be on our side this time, that they won't be afraid to go back. But who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't really become a thing until it hits you. So if you haven't been affected by coronavirus, if you haven't had somebody that's been sick or unfortunately passed away from it, it's hard to really understand how severe it is unless it's hit you personally.
Do we have Colby Armstrong? Not yet. Andrew Sauer's watching. He says, when did Colby Armstrong win the Stanley Cup? Did he not win it with Pittsburgh? I believe he was a Stanley Cup champion with the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Yeah,
that on the Sid and Malkin teams. I believe he talked about that in a past interview that he's had on here. No?
I thought so.
Okay, we'll look it up. And by the way, from hour one, comedian Kelly Taylor was with us, who, although this has been the worst thing that's ever happened to Kelly in terms of his comedic career, it might end up being the best thing because his name is going far and wide with regards to what's happened to him. He's had all of his events canceled until August, and not only have they been canceled, but as he pointed out, they have now asked Kelly to pay back the deposits that they've paid, which, quite frankly, I'm on Kelly's side on that. And some people are writing in saying, well, if it's a small town community fundraiser, he should have to give it back, but if it's a corporate event, he shouldn't. How do you decide? Yeah. I don't know. A deposit is a deposit. I'm sorry. I don't think there's a lot of insurance companies and that kind of thing that's giving deposits back. By the way, Jason in Red Deer writes in and says, yes, he won a Stanley Cup in 07. So, Andrew, suck on that. I'm joking, of course, but not really.
No.
Clark says, no, I don't think so. Come on. Can we figure it out? You're the researcher.
Pittsburgh won in 09.
09, whatever. I'll suck on that then.
Where did they trade him from? Get him from?
I don't know. It was over a decade ago.
Wasn't 07 Detroit?
Checking the poll question, by the way, while you guys sort this out. For Capital, yeah. Was he playing with Anaheim?
No. Anyway.
Do you enjoy watching classic games on Sportsnet and TSN? Capital Automall, Universal Collision Center poll question. Do you enjoy watching classic games? Still? And there's been hundreds of votes cast, 60% on Twitter saying yes, 56% on Facebook saying yes. So the majority rules. The majority saying yes, they enjoy watching classic games. So clearly, those guys are on to something at TSN and Sportsnet rather than providing live sports programming.
Yeah.
But as we talked about near the end of hour one, they're coming back with SportsCenter now. They're coming back with Jay and Dan now, and not just doing digital insider trainings and digital, all those little vignettes that they do.
Yeah.
So that's interesting. I don't.
Well, and they're starting to ramp up, though, with the leagues talking more and coming up with different options and opportunities to get the league started again. There is more news, so there's more content. And if it dries up, I wonder if they'll pull back the reins. I don't know.
All right. Let's go to Pittsburgh now. We got Colby Armstrong with us on video chat from Rogers Sportsnet, NHL alum.
Just introduce his stats and stuff.
I don't have his stats and stuff.
What's up?
There he is. How you doing, Colby?
What's going on? What's going on, guys? How you doing?
We're having a fight with our viewers. We're having a fight with our viewers, Arm Dog. I said you want a Stanley Cup. Some are saying that you have not. Can you please sort it out for us? Some are saying you're a victim of bad timing. What's the story?
Yeah, I'm a victim of bad timing. I didn't win a cup. I missed out on all the good stuff. Just as we started getting good in Pittsburgh, I got traded away at the deadline the year of 2008 when they went to the final and lost to Detroit. The next year, they ended up winning the Stanley Cup. So I just missed out as we started kind of hitting our peak of being real good with that Penguins team that always seems to be a contender now every year.
So to Andrew, he says, check again. Suck it, boys. He was a deadline deal for Hossa to Atlanta. So Andrew, I'll suck it. I'll eat crow. That's on me. Furthermore, Kelly Taylor, the comedian, was on with us last hour. He says, can you please ask Colby, why were you wearing your hat backwards at Kelly Chase's fantasy camp? And you've got it on backwards again today. So is there a story there that we're missing?
Well, yeah, it's a Kelly Taylor standard joke. And it's not fit for your show, I feel.
I think we know the joke.
Of course it's not. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Oh, welders and... Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, so,
that was my dad's line too. Anyways, Colby,
Kelly is a real treat. I saw his name on your guys' show today as being a guest as well, and I listened to his podcast the other day with Graham DeLette. It was pretty good, and he's like your like standard beauty Saskatchewan guy, and obviously he's hilarious. So I'm happy to see the success that he's had not only in a stand-up career. I know him as a guy, really great guy, but hopefully his little podcast can take off as well.
No kidding. So, Colby, how's life?
Yeah, I'm quarantined in my house. This is a little nest I set up to do this show. Look at the, where am I here? Where am I? Right here. I got a stain on my chair. I have four kids, all under the age of 9. There's a lot of stains all over my house everywhere, but we're holding up okay. We haven't done anything. The only times we've left our house is to go get groceries, and I'm telling you, it was like adrenaline-packed mission. So it's been almost coming up on 4 weeks for us here in Pennsylvania of being quarantined.
Yeah, same for everybody, obviously. And how are those kids doing?
Yeah.
Because mine are grown. My niece and nephew, my brother says, are getting pretty crazy. How are your kids dealing with it? How are you keeping them busy?
Yeah, well, we started school last week online with like Google Classrooms or something from their school. It's been a challenge, to really get into the routine of that. I think the hardest thing is just a routine. I think it's important for people, physically one, mentally another, is to try to get yourself a routine. So we're trying to crack back into it, like a little bit of a school routine with get up, get on the computer. I'm brutal with computers, and just trying to motivate them to get their work done and get things accomplished and get your job done. So we're all trying to figure it out as we go, I think. But day to day, I think you got to think booze sales are really through the roof right now, and find myself cracking a few every day. And in Pennsylvania, here in Pittsburgh, we've gotten some nice, shiny, sunny days where we've been able to get outside in the yard, which has really been, like a big boost kind of for you physically and mentally, to kind of just get outside, have the kids out on the driveway, just hanging around the house.
Well, they have deemed liquor stores essential services in Canada. That may or may not surprise you by provincial governments. Colby, are you getting optimistic about a return to the ice, though, given you must be following it very closely about, shortened playoffs, that kind of thing, in potential quarantine cities? What are you hearing? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I'm optimistic of the chatter of, you know, we've heard North Dakota. I think Arizona may have been thrown out there as well, of, you know, those quarantine cities that they're looking to hold games. And I think that gives you optimism and some excitement. I think that could, even without fans in the rink, I think it's still something that I think would be great. People need that. I think it'd be cool if they could really pull it off. But, just the business side of the NHL and what this is going to do, you know, going forward into next season, and the escrow and, you know, missing out on these games is huge for these guys to kind of get this season in. So, you know, from that point of view, just from a quarantine person point of view as well, of getting some action on TV, of live games, which would be awesome. And I think any option that's on the table and any kind of chatter we have right now gives us optimism. If you had to ask me, though, just for real, I can honestly say, for me personally, I have no clue what's going to happen at this point or how much longer we're going to be stuck like this. But I have a feeling it's going to continue at least another month, right?
You mentioned your four young kids. LeBron has come out and said he would not support the concept of bubble cities and quarantines, doesn't want us to leave his kids for a period of several months. He's getting slammed by other former NBAers saying, easy for you to say, LeBron, you make $25 million a year, you don't need the money. Where would you stand on leaving your family for an extended period to get playing hockey again?
Well, you know what? I think we could look at the heroes right now, and the people are getting big time accolades, and rightfully so. You know, the people on the front lines, the doctors and nurses who are virtually right now through this, are unable to go into their houses. They're unable to be with their families right now. And I think to look at that, what the sacrifice that they're doing, give them, you know, their props of what they've been able to be to the world right now, and to our communities and countries and provinces and states, it's huge. So, you know, when you look at what they're sacrificing right now for, you know, for people and for work and for their families, to put themselves in harm's way and deal with this right now, I don't know if it's too much to ask. Obviously, it's not the best. I can see how you'd think about that. But, these doctors and everyone at the same time, and nurses are doing that and then some right now.
No doubt. Colby, when did you hear that the Memorial Cup was canceled? Because
Oh my God.
I'm the same. When did you hear?
So whenever they announced it, like I heard right when they announced it, I knew obviously when I saw that the leagues canceled the seasons, I was like, oh no, because this was the light at the end of my tunnel through the quarantine when it just first started. I was like, okay, whatever, if the NHL doesn't pick back up, for me personally, I was like, I'm going Kelowna for 2 weeks. to the Memorial Cup. This is going to be an awesome one work vacation, kind of, right? So I was really looking forward to it. It was kind of the one thing on my schedule where I was really hoping that we'd get some good news from it. And obviously, it's appears right now that nothing's going to happen. So unfortunate. And you know, that's one of the kind of the big things on my work schedule of doing NHL and being able to do the prospects game and the Memorial Cup. The Memorial Cup is something that I've really looked forward to every year since I started doing it. So it's crappy for the league. It's, you know, I see those kids, you know, the 20-year-olds, the overagers, everyone getting their awards now from their teams, you know, in the cities that they play in from across the CHL. And, you know, it's a tough way for a lot of young athletes or, you know, collegiate athletes to go out maybe in their final year as well. Just a weird all around for everything right now.
It's all so weird. And to be honest, I had talked with family in Kelowna. They're like, come on out, stay with us.
Oh, I
didn't tell you that, Darren. Yeah, I was planning to go. I just wasn't telling anybody. So I was the same as you, just devastated. And
well, I was hitting up all my buddies, like, guys that I was like kind of looking at the schedule and like, oh, these guys aren't going to make the playoffs. Okay. I know these guys live out there, some of them. And I was like, hey, like, I'm going to be out there for 2 weeks. Or even a lot of my friends, Wade Redden, Jordan Tutu, Rene Bork. There's a lot of guys out there that are now retired from hockey that I was really looking forward to spending some time with and seeing through this too. It would have been just a great host city. A really fun 2 weeks to be there. So I know how you feel. I totally know how you feel.
I think Getz is there and Iggy and I think Shea Weber. Yeah. Like, it's a haven for retired NHLers, and Weber's not even retired. But when did you start picking up? Because when I talked to you in late January, you said you weren't really following yet what was happening with the races. When did you start covering that and realizing that Kamloops was pissed that they weren't the hosts because they were having a great year and there was no guaranteed
role for
them?
Well, yeah,
and
even in Kelowna too, right? Like, the news coming out of Kelowna with Foot, you know, being let go or stepping away, and, you know, what was going on with the host city team, just following that as well. So, yeah, I mean, you could look through the CHL, you could look through the NHL of teams that kind of had their, you know, their hearts set on having runs and being their year. And how often does that happen, right? How often does it happen, especially in junior hockey, when your window is there, your team's picking up steam, and, you know, you're the kind of the team that, you know, is feeling that this could be the year that you could do something special. So, a lot of disappointment around a lot of camps, around a lot of teams. And, you know, there's a lot of things too, just in general, that I can't wait to see how things shake out, like trades that teams have made for future considerations and picks. And if you make the first round with this guy, like at the NHL level, there's a lot of, you know, the junior trade deadline as well. Like, a lot of things happen. It's just, it's crazy to see how everything's going to shake out with nothing really happening this year now.
For sure, but I will tell you this. Yesterday was the 2-year anniversary of the Humboldt Broncos accident, and I know for a fact those families would love to have their 20-year-old home or their player home and just have their season ended because of this. So it's all relative. Colby, obviously I could talk hockey with you all day. I appreciate it, my friend. And we will get back to it, and we'll bring you on again once we do. How's that sound?
Yeah, that sounds great. Thanks for the entertainment. Good luck. Keep pushing through with everything. I know it's hard on everybody still doing their shows with no sports, but you know, you're real important what you're doing for people to tune in and get their minds off things, and you're good at it. So thanks for having me, and I'll be back again anytime. Thank you.
Awesome, Colby. Thanks. All the best.
All right,
Colby Armstrong joining us from Pittsburgh today. We do have to break. On the way, Dustin Nielsen, TSN 1260 Edmonton, talking sports today, as the Arm Dog says. And we got a sports update coming up, too. It's the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live, coming soon to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall, we're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
The Celebrate the fifth anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of The Rod Peterson Show.
Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Nat, what are the top 5 reasons people come to Suds?
Number 5. Our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number 4. We knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze-up. Number 3. Our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number 2. You never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number 1 reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
Hey, you! Have you subscribed to The Rod Peterson Show YouTube channel yet? Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now!
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of TSN Edmonton's Destin Nielsen, a sports update. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver is bracing for several more weeks of uncertainty about the remainder of this halted season, revealing Monday night that he does not expect the league will be able to decide anything until at least May. Silver spoke on the NBA's Twitter account as part of the league's new NBA Together initiative in a conversation hosted by Turner Sports' Ernie Johnson. Silver touched on many topics, including how the league is looking at numerous scenarios for a return, but in every case, the uncertainty of the pandemic makes it impossible right now to move too far forward. Breaking news this morning from the CFL, Commissioner Randy Ambrosi releasing a statement that they are optimistic they will play an 18-game season, but confirmed it won't start before July 1st. The British Open will not be played this year for the first time since 1945, golf officials announced Monday, as they tried to reconfigure a major championship schedule that would end with the Masters being played 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. It's American Thanksgiving, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Al Kaline, the Hall of Fame outfielder who played his entire 22-year season career for Detroit, has died. The player affectionately known as Mr. Tiger was 85. Who was your cable provider in Wynyard?
The same.
Detroit?
Yep.
Because you probably wouldn't be old enough. Did you get Tigers games on WDIV and all
those
channels?
A little bit, yeah.
It was Ernie Harwell and Al Kaline.
There you go.
And Al Kaline passing at 85, so that's unfortunate. Tigers confirmed his death in a statement yesterday. Mr. Tiger. Not to be confused with Mr. Tiger King. Mr.
Yeah.
Tiger.
Yeah.
This sports update for SeatGiant.ca. Stop paying U.S. dollars for sporting events and concerts. Visit SeatGiant.ca. Use the promo code RPSHOW. And for Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill in Saskatoon, where in most cases it would be Taco Tuesday, but they have a special menu right now, curbside pickup and takeout and free delivery all across Saskatoon. Go to their Facebook page, look up Wendell Clark's Classic Bar and Grill, and feed your family there. I asked earlier, who's your favorite pro wrestler? Because we didn't get to it yesterday. I don't know why we didn't when we were wrapping WrestleMania 36. I said mine was Mr. Wonderful Paul Orndorff. Now it's Hulk Hogan. Yours is Sting.
Yep.
Chris writes in from the 540 Prairie Mobile text line, says Shawn Michaels is his, and goes on to say, hey, Rod, maybe I missed it or not, but are you still going live on Game Plus Network on the 8th? Over to you. I'll let you handle that as you're the business guy.
Yeah, so we're working on alternate options now with that. And unfortunately, due to the pandemic, no. The short answer is no. We're not going live on the 8th, and that's because nobody's working over there. Everybody's working from home, so there's nobody in master control to handle the programming live. So we're working on ways that we can potentially package the programming for a replay, whether it's later in the day or something. But those have their own sets of difficulties, too, where most of the programming on the network is recorded, thrown into a log, and it's easy to do that. But live programming comes with its own set of difficulty, so we're working on alternate options, and yes, we are going to go on Game Plus. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, the pandemic coronavirus has struck us too, as Darren just said, looking at getting it on that channel tape later in the day, but it won't be live for the time being. And by the way, Brady in Saskatoon writes in, says, I don't think anything would stop me from getting into an arena or stadium to watch sports after this is done. That was my point nine from our Divine Nine show topics. Will you be hesitant to go to stadiums and arenas after this? And with the question, who's your favorite wrestler? Derek the Duke Myers, one of our regular co-hosts here, says Brutus the Barber Beefcake. And you probably don't even know who
I know who that is.
You do?
I know who that is.
He looks like Brutus the Barber Beefcake. So, of course, I think he's modeled his life after him. So there's some topics to bring in Dustin Nielsen with from TSN 1260. And I appreciate him coming on after wrapping up his show. How you doing, Dusty?
Hey, I'm doing good, buddy. Good to chat with you.
Always good to chat with you. So a couple topics there. One, who was your all-time favorite pro wrestler?
Man, I go back to late 90s. That's when I was really into it. I remember I just out of high school. I was watching Monday Night Raw all the time. So I got to go with Stone Cold Steve Austin, but honorable mention to The Rock as well. I mean, I was straight into The Rock and Stone Cold, Undertaker, late 90s as well. But I always had a thing for Stone Cold. I mean, he was legendary. Bring the old beer truck out and spray everybody. Like, he was the Stunner's one of the best finishers, if not the best finisher of all time. So I got to go with Stone Cold.
That is, that's two Hall of Famers right there, but that's it. And that's the bottom line. Yeah, that's great. And then the other one, will you be hesitant to go back into arenas and stadiums as a fan, Dustin? Not talking about working, but as a fan, yeah. Will you be hesitant?
Geez, I don't really get to many events as fans nowadays, but it might feel weird for a little bit. Like, I was just at the grocery store, and if I can handle going into a grocery store right now, I feel like I'm going to be able to handle going to an Oilers or an Eskimos game here in Edmonton. So I don't think I'll be too hesitant. I'll probably just wash my hands a little bit more. Like, so far for me, this whole thing has actually improved my lifestyle. I'm drinking more water. I'm washing my hands more often. I'm spending more time with my family. It hasn't been bad. It might depend on the event, but I don't think I'll have any hesitation to get back out there.
I can't wait to put that up as our poll question, because most people are saying no, they won't. And I hope that when the doors do open again, they stick to that. By the way, I appreciate the people writing in on the Facebook wall. Tony Cernick says, this is the ultimate warrior. Jason Wall says, Randy the Macho Man Savage, of course. Randy Nickel writes in, says, Andre the Giant. So keep him coming, folks, as we roll here with Dustin Nielsen. And Dupes, you jump in anytime. I know I always say that, but I end up hogging out these interviews.
That's okay.
I'll continue, Dustin. I'm watching the Oilers fans closely. They're so much like Rider fans. They're emotionally fragile. I would not say damaged. That would be Vancouver Canucks fans. But what I'm hearing from the Oilers fans here is, because this is still an Oilers province, I believe, oh, a wasted season. We're having such a great season. It's going to be wasted. Are you hearing a lot of that from the people up there?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't been talking Oilers too much on the show lately, but when you do, I mean, people just text in and they're like, I can't believe that this could have been. I mean, Oilers and Flames, first round of the playoffs. Like, that was trending towards the direction that we were going to have. So not only had you only had playoffs once in 10 years, can you imagine going from basically no playoffs ever to an Oilers and Flames first round series? I mean, it would have been absolutely insane. So, the Oilers looked like they finally got it on track. Ken Holland had come in and made some good moves. Dave Tippett was obviously pushing a lot of the right buttons. And then sure enough, I mean, barring a miracle here and something getting sorted out over the next few months, Oilers fans are going to have an opportunity to get a look at what has been one of the best seasons we've seen with this team in the last 10 years. So it's extremely frustrating. And I'll say this, Roddy, they're extremely desperate for hockey as well. I've been doing play-by-play on Facebook, teamed up with a company here, United Sport and Cycle. You might be familiar with them. And we had over 6,000 views on the final game of the regular season between the Oilers and Flames. So people are coming, they're watching, they just want any sort of hockey, and we're trying to give them whatever we can.
Who won, and were there any fights?
It was a 7-6 shootout win for Calgary, but it sets up the first round of the playoffs. Game one tonight, Battle of Alberta, and we'll see what ends up happening. But we might get 10,000 people watching the game tonight when it's all said and done. So it'll be crazy.
Well, I guess, and I'll have Darren, you jump in next here. But with my regards to the Oilers fans, and I mean the Golden Knights are kind of tugging me this way, saying, "Come cheer for us." And hey, it's kind of nice to be treated that way. I got to be honest with you, but I'm still Oilers in my DNA right now, and I'm telling people, look, they're on the right track with Tippett and Holland. So if it is scrubbed, can you not at least realize that I think the bad days are behind us, or am I all wet? I mean, do you see that line of thinking?
No, I think you're probably right. The only hesitation is after that playoff run, you know, that went to the second round a couple of years ago, we were saying the same thing then. We're like, okay, there it is. Connor McDavid is here. He's healthy. They made the postseason. And then all of a sudden, it's been a couple of years without playoffs again. So I can see why some people would probably be a little hesitant. But I'm with you with this team, with Ken Holland, with Dave Tippett on board. I mean, Holland, you know, flipped a bunch of coins in the offseason, and a few of them definitely worked out. Josh Archibald has been really good so far this year. There's a few other guys that have actually, Mike Smith, as far as goaltender goes, and he's been good enough to get them to a spot where they'd be in the playoffs right now, and he probably would have started. In fact, he is starting game one tonight in the simulation. So, you know, that's where we're at. I would lean towards what you're saying right now with, like, Ethan Bear and Yamamoto and Bouchard coming and some other guys coming that, you know, they are taking a step in the right direction. And I think there's some momentum here that won't be stopped by this and will continue into next year.
Dustin, how much game prep are you doing for this game tonight? Can I see, do you have your spotting boards? Like, do you have this stuff prepared?
You don't want to know, Dupes. I said this morning, I've been prepping more for this game tonight than I have for Golden Bears hockey for the last 10 years, because I've been doing it for 10 years. I mean, I know all the guys, I know the organizations. Calling a video game, it's tough because, well, you're not there. I mean, it's like calling a game if you had to, you know, over TV. It's kind of frustrating. But at the same time, the pace moves really quick. There's no color guys, so nobody there to bother me. And I can continue to have a little bit of fun. So I've been doing – I mean, I haven't been going crazy, but I'm excited to call the game tonight. It's fun. And to be honest with you, it gives me reps, which is nice. So I'll keep doing them as much as I can.
Good for you.
Yeah, that's awesome. And then the other thing is, you know, you talk about the Edmonton-Calgary first-round series. Edmonton's done what they needed to do to get into a playoff spot right now. But if they come back, are you open to bringing in a few of the teams who are on the outside looking in and expanding the playoff? Or what are you kind of open to right now in a market with a team that would be in?
Well, like I would be fine if they just said, hey, we're going to take the top eight teams in each conference based on winning percentage and go straight from there. And if anybody complains about it, well, hey, then you should have played better in the first 5 months of the season. You didn't know this was coming. Them's the breaks. It's not going to be perfect right now. But at the same time, I'm kind of intrigued that if they can somehow bring teams together and put together some sort of event to finish the season here, I'd be a little intrigued to see like a 7-10, 8-9, best of three or best of two, however you want to work it, playing game, just to kind of take any sort of doubt out of who could have possibly been in the mix. So, I mean, I'm doing play-by-play on a video game tonight. I'll take anything. So if they want to go expand it, they'll go expand it. I'll do it.
And speaking of that, by the way, you are the voice of the CFL on TSN. So what about the news this morning that the commissioner's hoping for an 18-game season, but it won't start before July the 1st? What was your take on that announcement?
Yeah, well, fingers crossed. I mean, I'm hoping to get to call some games just to, you know, continue, feel normal again and continue with my career. So, I mean, I don't think it was breaking news by any stretch of the imagination, simply because it would have seemed unlikely that there'd be any games in June anyway. I love the fact that they're still hoping to have an 18-game schedule, even if they were to start, you know, I mean, what are you thinking? A couple of training camp weeks in July, probably no preseason games, straight into the regular season and still try to salvage something. So we'll see. The majority of the games I got last year for TSN were in September and October. So I'm hoping I get all those games again and we can continue on. But I'm very positive knowing that they want to try to get the full season in. I sure hope they can. You know, when you look at all these other leagues, as long as they can get the American players up here, I mean, nobody has to leave the country. We can have the entire season, of course, right here in Canada. So that's something you could look at. If the United States is still a train wreck in 2 months, you can get some of those guys out of there, get them up here, and we can actually have a season of football.
Are the Eskimos the front runners in the West Division? There are those that say they are.
I don't know. I mean, a healthy Trevor Harris for a full season would obviously go a long way. And to be honest with you, until we see that, I'm not too sure if they'd be front runners in the West right now. I think I'm going to try to have Trevor on my show tomorrow, catch up with him a little bit, and we'll talk about that obviously a little bit. They should be a good team again. A healthy Trevor Harris will go a long way. If they can have Trevor Harris healthy the entire season. And you know, the running backs, I know they're looking heavily at Shaq Cooper this year to be a guy, and I've liked the limited viewings we've had of him so far. They should be somewhere up there in the mix, but it all depends on the health of the quarterback, like it does for most teams.
And how are you filling 4 hours a day, my friend? We're having no problems with 2 hours here, but that's two, not four. How are you doing it?
Let's see here. We love to do brackets on our show, even like before everybody started doing brackets. So we've got something we're calling the Tournament of Sound right now. We're running different clips from the show and people are voting on it. We've got that. We've been having a lot of fun with This Day in Sports History, where we'll mention what happened and then people will send in the text messages that they would have sent in that year, which has been pretty fun. Like today, for example, an NHL general manager had to come out of the press box to go in for his starting goaltender back in 1928. So we had a ton of good text messages on that. The Rangers beat the Montreal Maroons 2-1 in a Stanley Cup final game. So there's lots of weird little things that you can continue to get going with. And we have listeners who text in a ton, so they push a lot of the content.
That is fantastic. Dustin, keep it up. I appreciate it. And we'll chat with you down the road here, hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Dustin Nielsen joining us from Edmonton, TSN 1260, and one of the most creative guys on sports radio in the country for the reasons that he just pointed out.
Oh, yeah.
Edmonton sports fans are so lucky to be able to listen to him every day. Lieutenant Eric, too.
Yeah, don't forget about him. No, they do a really good job in the mornings, and quickly becoming stars, which is awesome.
But I'll be honest, the classic games, the brackets... And Dustin's right. They've been doing that for years. It's not new, but everybody's doing it now. How long before people get tired of it?
Yeah, everybody's reacting. So I think in a lot of cases, we are tired of it already. But with Dustin, it's part of his brand already. So it's part of the show. So it doesn't feel reactionary or kind of panic decision-making. So that works. But just reacting and following the herd doesn't usually work.
We'll be back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Prairie Mobile is your SaskTel authorized dealer. Whether you're looking for talk, text, or data, shared, unlimited, or business plans, Prairie Mobile will help you find the SaskTel wireless plan that's right for you. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Saskatchewan Snow Beef is the highest quality beef you will find, bred, born, and raised in Saskatchewan. Snow Beef is the result of crossbreeding full-blood Wagyu males with Holstein females. Much like a fine wine, when given the proper care and diet, the Snow Beef genetics develop superior marbling and flavor. The culmination of these efforts is the best beef you can get in Saskatchewan. Saskatchewan Snow Beef is available at Crave Kitchen and Wine Bar on Victoria Avenue in Regina, or take some home to your own grill by purchasing it at Local and Fresh, 1377 Hamilton Street in Regina. For more information, follow them on Facebook or Instagram at Sask Snow Beef.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. We do have breaking news here. Braden Muskowy of Team Dunstone, who you all know fell in the semifinal at the Tim Hortons Briar in Kingston here, 4 to 6 weeks ago? Is it that long? Feels like a year ago. Clark has just pointed out from across the room. Braden said there was news coming. I did not expect this. Here it is. I'm reading from Team Dunstone's Facebook page. In preparation for the upcoming 2020-21 season, we have decided to make a change to our lineup. Over the weekend, we made the difficult decision to part ways with second Catlin Schneider. We are proud to have won the Masters Grand Slam of Curling, World Cup of Curling Leg 3, and a Tim Hortons Briar bronze medal with Catlin. We will keep you posted in the coming days regarding the look of our team for next season. There is a quote from Matt Dunstone. He says, I can't thank Catlin enough for the hard work and dedication he put into our team over the last few years. I am thankful for the big moments and the big wins we shared together along the way. He is a talented, dedicated player, and we wish Catlin nothing but the best moving forward. So breaking news from the curling world, which is actually really big news in the curling world. And I thank Bill Lothian, one of our viewers, who alerted us to that. And had us scrambling to our phones to find out the news. That's pretty big news.
It is big news, especially when you look at a team that really brought all of the province of Saskatchewan together, all the way to the Briar semifinal, one of the top teams in the country, a young team, too, with a big future. That's a big shakeup. But, you know, with what Matt Dunstone's done and Braden Muskowy and the whole group, they want to be the best, right? And so just refining, trying to continue to be better. And they know that they didn't win the Briar, so that there is room to improve, and they're going to try and do that.
Big news from the curling community. And Clark also pointing out that the Saskatchewan Rattlers professional basketball team from the CEBL announcing Kai Williams has signed with the club. And he is a Regina kid. Played college in the States. I'm not sure which college. South Dakota. It was close. Yeah. Thanks, Clark. Kai Williams signing with the Rattlers. That is huge news for the basketball community from this particular city. A lot of people going to Saskatoon for the games. And, you know, it's a good thing, but kind of an annoying thing in a way that people are saying, what's the CEBL saying about coronavirus? What's the CEBL saying? On one hand, they want to know. On the other hand, I just have a sense the CEBL sitting back just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't have to make it a statement or an announcement, why would they? And what are they going to say? Lee Genia, the president of the Rattlers, was on here a couple of weeks ago saying their staff's working from home like everybody else. They're observing social distancing. But as far as the season, how would they know? It's way too early for them to say.
Yeah.
May is when their season starts, right?
Right. And it's not, they don't need a ton of training camp time to get going into the season. But yeah, there's not a lot to say right now. I mean, they'd be well off just with a release saying, hey, look at right now, we're looking at all options. Just, you know, the standard, looking at all options and continuing to push forward. But, you know, we still have time before we have to make a decision, and they do have time. So, yeah, wait. Wait as long as you can before you have to make that decision.
Thanks for looking that up, Clark. Kai Williams played with the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. And he also played professionally in Europe. He is now with the Saskatchewan Rattlers. So that's very big news. I'm excited about that. We're going to go to all the games anyways, but now I know somebody on the team.
Yep.
So that's pretty sweet. Regarding our question, it's not a poll question, but I was asking the viewers today, who is your all-time favorite wrestler? From Jer in the 515 writes, and he says, the legendary professional wrestling champion, the Honky Tonk Man, the greatest wrestler ever. Says Jer. Well, subject to opinion, of course, but anonymous texter sends me a photo here. Says Tuesday nights at the Exhibition Auditorium, you kids probably don't remember the Dynamite Kid with J.R. Foley, the legendary manager. That's got to be long before all you guys' time, but that was a golden age of pro wrestling, man. And he was one half of the British Bulldogs.
Yep.
So you knew that.
Yep.
So I don't know. I do remember, we could sit and tell old-time stories. I'd rather tell stories than watch classic games, but that's just me. Maybe that's a sports talk radio thing. But I do remember Taylor Field in the 80s when the WWF was the biggest thing on the planet. Bigger than the NFL, bigger than Major League Baseball, bigger than anything. They came and had a match at Taylor Field, and they put the ring right up against the West Side Stand. So you filled the grandstand, and the ring was right there. It wasn't out in the middle of the field.
Wow.
We all went, and it was the Hart Foundation, British Bulldogs, the Killer Bees. It was the greatest. Macho Man, Elizabeth was here.
Cool.
And I get that probably they might fill the place now if they did it. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was so exciting at the time. We're going to break and be back. We got to talk about the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. People have some thoughts on that. We're not ending the discussion. We're just continuing it right after this break. It's the Rod Peterson Show on Facebook Live and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work, follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait, do it right now.
Hi neighbor, Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup and delivery at no extra charge, and we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Everyone loves a deal. Instantly save 50% on locally offered cash value coupons. Plus, a portion of every purchase goes to your favorite cause. Primo Deals, community fundraising. Download the Primo Deals app now to start saving and giving today. Primo Deals, building communities.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right. Welcome back to the program, everybody. I am tweeting the poll question now, the secondary poll. Who was Tuesday's RP show rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions? That part I've got, and I tagged at Darnell Theris. Now I just got to put up the actual poll and the people. I got to remember who we had on. Jared Dumba being one, Kelly Taylor being two, Colby Armstrong three, and Dustin Nielsen four. And plus, we could put in the birthday boy, Clark. It's not all about the guests, by the way. It's not always going to be about the guests. Whoever was the rock star of the day. People are writing in with their thoughts on that. For instance, Randy in Cochrane, Alberta says the hamster comment was brilliant. Roxanne, the rocks in Rockstar, wrote in and said, how about a moment of silence for the two gerbils that died that are on Kelly Taylor's face?
That was pretty good.
That was funny. We would appreciate the humor from our viewers here. But hey, it's not up to me. That's why we have a vote. It's a democracy.
Yep.
It's not a dictatorship.
Exactly.
If you had a vote today, who was your favorite guest?
Kelly. My vote would be with Kelly. I thought he was awesome today. It was great having him on, and it was refreshing. It was somebody new too. So I like his view on sports, and I like his shtick, and I'm a fan. I'm a fan of Kelly Taylor. So it was nice having him on.
He's a good guy.
Yeah.
I'm torn between a few guys.
Yeah.
Sentimentally, Jared Demba. He and I have a running joke here. We walked around the lake a couple weeks ago, and there was an older couple that just snapped on us. And I don't want to get too far into it, but we were 6 feet apart, and we were more than 6 feet away from them. And they lost it on us, saying, "You guys think you're invisible. Get away." And we're like, if you're that worried... And they were not young. I mean, if they were that worried about their own personal health, stay home. Now, this was before the state of emergency, by the way, just so you know.
Yeah.
From our own thing. But I just say, have you been accosted by any seniors lately? Usually when I'm texting them back and forth, that kind of thing. And then to the Dustin Nielsen comment there, or the interview, I don't know how desperate I would have to get to tune in and watch a video game broadcast.
I tuned in a little bit when he did it, but... for 5 minutes, and it was kind of cool, but it's hard because it's not real, it's not live, and you just can't get into it in the same way. The one thing about it over replayed classic games is you don't know who's going to win. So there is that element of, I don't know who's going to win.
That's better than that.
So that is better. It is better, but it's not. It's still not the same. Yeah. I know.
I'm so shocked how many people are into it.
I know.
Hey. I said to Dustin, and I believe this to be true, Oiler fans are very similar to Rider fans. They're totally similar. They've had their success over the years. That's how they're not like Canucks fans. Canucks fans have never had success. Those people are bitter. They're angry. They don't know how to deal with success. Whereas it's been a long time for the Oilers, but they have had success in their lifetime.
Yeah.
Riders up and down. Overall, underdogs, but they have tasted championships.
Yep.
And they're just, you know, they're afraid to dream and think that the good times are here.
Yes.
There's a lot of similarities there. Now, if there was a virtual Rider game and I was calling the play-by-play of it, how many people would tune in? I'm not saying I'm interested in doing it. I'm sure as hell not offering to do that. I could see 6,000 to 10,000 people tuning in to see it.
Oh, yeah. No. At least.
I could see that.
I could, too.
That's the similarity. Now, would I tune in to watch that? Not a chance. There's no way. I mean, Jordan, our director, is all over the virtual iRacing with NASCAR. That's cool because he's into it. But I'm not going to watch it.
Right. Yeah, I'm with you. That needs a little more education, too. That at least has a chance because it's somewhat similar. I mean, they've already proven that driving the cars virtually is a similar skill to actually driving the cars. And if you're good at driving the cars virtually, it translates... for the most part, or it can translate to on-track success in real life. So that at least has... playing a video game doesn't translate for hockey to being good on the ice. So there's not really that translation. It's not the same. But yeah, I'm with you on that.
We're learning a lot. I've learned a lot over the last year. It's gone on to 15 months now. We're learning a lot in this pandemic, just what people's likes and dislikes are, what people know and what they don't know. This Blake Brown writes in from Kindersley. He says, I don't know, Rod, some of those players are pretty good. Video game sports has a huge following. Good. Go watch it. Fine. I'm not ridiculing anybody. I'm not interested. I'll go watch Mad Men and Ozark and Netflix. I'm not going to watch somebody play video games. I'm sorry. That's just me. If you want to, go ahead. That's my point. We're seeing there's a market for that.
There's a huge market for it now. And I know parents are having trouble adjusting because it's like, go outside, because that's what they did when they were kids, right? And that's what we did. You know, go outside. You know, why aren't you watching sports? It's like kids now are watching esports like you and I would have watched hockey as a kid or football growing up.
Watching other people play video games.
Yeah.
Is what you're saying.
Watching other people throw a ball around or shoot a puck, or where they're watching other people play video games. It's, to be honest, it's the same thing. They're doing the same things we did. It just looks a little bit different. So it's hard to wrap our heads around and adjust, but we got to be okay with it. But it doesn't have to be our thing.
Doesn't
have to be our thing.
I'm not going to ring the bell for breaking news. This is sad news. They could have a good ending, but from the Edmonton Oilers, Oilers and Condors forward Colby Cave has been placed in a medically induced coma and admitted to the critical care unit at Sunnybrook Hospital in Toronto after suffering a brain bleed overnight. Please keep Colby and his wife Emily in your thoughts and prayers at this time. Colby's from North Battleford, played for the Swift Current Broncos, and now he's with the Edmonton Oilers. And now he's in critical care at Sunnybrook Hospital in Toronto with a brain bleed. Did that come out of nowhere? Okay. So as much as we said, this has been a great day because the leagues are starting to talk about getting back on the ice, back on the ball diamond, back on the court. And the CFL says they expect an 18-game season. That's all great, but this is a kick to the grapes right here for Colby. So we do wish him well. The comment's already gone from Roxanne from Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions, but she did say this has been a lot of fun. So thank you. It has been a lot of fun, Roxanne. Made me think to just update the poll real quickly. Jared Dumba, you might want to know you were in a tie here with Colby Armstrong for third. But Kelly Taylor is the runaway leader so far for the rock star of the day for Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions. The comedian Kelly Taylor. Good work, Clark, getting him on the show. From Jared, Kelly was my favorite guest too. That was funny. That was good. I think we're done.
Yep.
Okay. What's up tomorrow, Clark? Because I have absolutely no idea. I will just say this. A lot of people say, when do you start preparing for the show? When do you know when the guests are on? I'm like, well, at best, the day before. I'm good with the night before or even the morning of. And we still have 1 minute left, by the way, before we got to be out of here. So all it is these are all my friends. Think I don't know these people? What are you going to prepare for? Maybe knowing whether or not Colby Armstrong won a Stanley Cup would be a nice start. But you know what I mean.
Yeah.
What do you think we're doing here? Not splitting atoms.
No, and that's what's great about it is it is your friends, and getting to know these people on a different level has been a lot of fun and continues on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. Very grateful that we're able to stay on the air every day and do what we do and entertain folks and just have a lot of fun. Thank you, Clark, for putting this up. Eddie Steele has asked to come on the show. It had to do with Duran's comments and my defending Duran, people going after Duran. Eddie wants to come on and give his thoughts on the plight of pro football players. That's going to be great. Justin Dunk from Three Down Nation is going to be on. Looking forward to that. Claire Hanna from CTV and the CFL on TSN. And BC Lions offensive lineman, Sook Chung. So that's going to be great.
Great show.
It's going to be a big show. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Mountain right here on Facebook Live.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.